Today's reading is taken from James 3, verses 13 to the end, James 4, verses 3, 7, and 8. You can follow it on the screen. Who is wise and understanding among you? Show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness, born of wisdom. But you have bitter envy and self-ambition in your hearts. Do not be boastful and false the truth. Such wisdom does not come from above, but earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and wickedness of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceful, gentle, willing to yield, kind. But wisdom from and good fruits without trace of piety or hypocrisy, and harvest of righteousness is sown in peace of those who make peace. You ask, do not receive, because you ask wrongly, in order to spend, you get on your pleasures. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, he will flee from you. Draw near God, he will draw near you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, purify your hearts, you double-minded. This is the word of the Lord.
So we know that life is always going to be full of choices. And sometimes choosing to do the right thing isn't always going to be easy. We're surrounded by pressures on every side. Words, feelings, thoughts from other people that cause us to make choices. And sometimes it's inevitable that we have to make a choice. But all of this comes from God. And one of the questions that Becky asked is, do you prefer to lie in on a Sunday morning, or do you choose to come to church? We choose to come to church because we long for that encounter with God. We're much more stronger if we're united together as a church. Choosing to follow Jesus means joining a community. And that's what we're thinking about this morning as Jonathan comes to be baptized. It's all about making a choice. And Jonathan's choice today is, yes, I choose to follow Jesus. And choosing to follow Jesus means stepping into a brand new life. Choosing to follow Jesus means that God is always going to be on your side. Choosing to follow Jesus means stepping into that life of faith. The mark of God's choice is to focus on other people. And we are going to choose to resist the selfishness of the world. You could go online, you could turn on the TV, and you could find plenty of motivational speeches, acknowledging the pressures on every side, from social media or the world. We can have an influence on those around us. And we can choose to have the positive or the negative influence on other people. And quite often, particularly it's our young people who get overwhelmed by the many choices that there are. Different things to buy, different ways to follow, different people to listen to. And sometimes the life choices can just be staggering. Do we follow Jesus, though, with such avid devotion as we put into the choices that we choose to make? Sometimes we just get so beaten down and we think, well, if we can't beat them, then we can join them. But in choosing to follow Jesus, we are submitting ourselves to God's love. God isn't going to pressure us to make the difficult choices. In fact, the closer we draw towards God, the easier the choices are that we can make. By trusting God, we are often living against what the world either expects or asks of us. We become great through submitting to God, Our humbleness, our humility is what makes us stronger. And the letter of James in the Bible is concerned about the life of faith. The writer of that letter is concerned that those who read it are going to make really good choices in their lives. And of course, those choices are going to be informed by wisdom. As we grow up, as we look about the world around us, we're confronted with so many different things, and of course, we've got the choices that we have to make. But the word of James is all about living a life of faith. In choosing to follow Jesus, in submitting ourselves totally and utterly to him, we are choosing to step into that life of faith. Submit to God, in the letter of James, is an unusual phrase. But in our submission, like our humility, it makes us stronger. James normally addresses people as either brothers or dear friends. God calls us to be his children. God calls us to submit to his will. And that will is to live a life of gentleness, of justice, and of peace. That is what God is calling us to do. But in making that choice to submit ourselves to God, I hope we also then choose to make God known to the world. Because if you look at the world around us, there are so many people in that world who really need Jesus. There are so many people who should be desperate just to submit themselves to that life of faith. And when we do that, the negativity is taken away. We are made new in our baptism. We're made new in that relationship with God. And in choosing to follow Jesus, we share the love of God with the world. So the choice is before us. Are we going to choose that life with Jesus in all its fullness? Are we going to choose to submit ourselves to God's will? Or instead, are we going to choose to be confined by what the world is going to give us? The false choices, the wrong roads, the different paths. I think there's only one choice, and that's what unites us together as a church. It's our choice to be here today, to choose to stand up and to follow Jesus. And as we come to Jonathan's baptism now, we see his choice, and we pray today that he will live that life of faith. He will follow that commitment that he is choosing to make now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.